More and more seniors are needing help to deal with their financial struggles. According to data from the Credit Counseling Society, people over the age of 55 now represent 21% of its client base, compared to just 5% 20 years ago. Scott Hanna is the president and CEO with the Credit Counseling Society of BC. He joins us now from New Westminster, British Columbia. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Bruce.
This is a big increase. I know we're talking about 20 years, but still a big increase over time. Why?
Well, this for a number of reasons. No, certainly we're seeing that, you know, defined pensions are going the way of a dodo bird. We're seeing that adult children are staying home longer. And people, unfortunately, are having to look after their elder parents. And so with wages not keeping up with inflation, certainly investment returns being erratic, in some cases lower than the past, and rates on interest savings accounts historically low, it makes it difficult for a person to be able to save enough and get ahead and look after their retirement needs.
So what are some examples of issues that you're seeing? The seniors pick up the phone and call you. This is, you know, people tend to be in really tough circumstances before they type that credit counseling phrase into Google.
Well, fortunately, we're seeing more people who are acknowledging their situation a little earlier, which is great to see. But we're seeing people that who are retiring with credit card debt and are managing for a period of time until they reach the end of their limits and realize that they can't fit the minimum payment into the budget given the income that's been reduced over time. We're also seeing people that have been used to helping family and friends no longer in that position, but as a result, find themselves in a worsening financial picture. Then, of course, you look at a person's medical condition. People don't realize that when you get older, you know, the high cost of maintaining your health, and for many people, it breaks their bank accounts.
CIBC released a poll recently, which points out, I think, something that's obvious, but bears mentioning. 90% of Canadians with parents over the age of 65 feel it's important to discuss how to manage their parents' finances, but 66% haven't done so. What are the hurdles to having that conversation?
A lot of it is attitude, and certainly looking at a senior population who was never used to discussing finances with their kids, it's difficult to bring up that subject. I know in my own parents' case, when the time was needed to have that conversation, it was difficult for my mother, but she understood the importance of it. And so for a lot of people, it's tough, especially for adult kids who've looked upon their parents over decades are the ones who provide them guidance, advice, now finding themselves in a position where they're the ones that really have to help out with mom and dad looking after their finances.
Who should raise the issue and when?
I think that it's if the parents aren't raising it when they're in their mid-60s, it's up to their children to raise it with them.
Right.
And to do so before they're in financial difficulty or perhaps going through a difficult period of time, depression and illness. It's never easy managing during a crisis, so always do it in advance of one if you can.
What does that sentence sound like? Because some people say, oh, yeah, I agree in theory. Sure, I should have this conversation. I don't know what words to apply to that request.
I think it's easy, you know, if I reflect back on my own situation, my mom saying, you know, Mom, well, things are okay right now. Things can change when you get older. And so I want to have a conversation with you about your finances, making sure that you're okay, understanding what your wishes are so that when the time comes, they can be carried out. But also to help you, I want to be there as a person you can ask questions of. If you're not sure about something, I want to be there to help you. It's going to be non-judgmental. You've always provided that advice and guidance to me, and I've trusted you. I want to do the same for you.
That was great. I bet some of our listeners are going to be like rewinding this online and like transcribing what you said, or maybe they'll just play it. I can't have the conversation, but listen to this guy. He's going to bring up a topic for us. What should be included in this conversation? What are the buckets?
I think it's important that we look at, does your mom and dad have enough money going forward to meet their monthly and annual expenditures, so and making sure that they're comfortable, and looking at what are their future needs, how are they going to manage those. At one point in time, you know, unless we're fortunate, we're in our 99th year, we just don't wake up one morning, a lot of us are going to need assisted living, and how are we going to manage those expenses, those copes? So looking at what our needs are today, when they're hopefully in reasonable health, how their needs may change and what that looks like from a financial perspective, and the assets. How are they going to manage that? What are they going to do with their house? Mm-hmm. Is the house free and encumbered? Are they intending to use that house as part of their last phase of their life in terms of managing assisted living so that their golden years remain golden?
Many Canadians work with financial advisors, including a lot of seniors. How should the kids be involved in that relationship?
They should be encouraging their parents to allow them to attend those meetings with them. And I think that most financial advisors do a terrific job of advising their clients and keeping their money safe, especially as they get older.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it provides comfort and guidance to parents when they're children. Who are up to date on these matters can provide that extra bit of confidence and ask questions that many seniors are afraid to ask of their financial advisors. I know when I switched my own financial advisor after a 10-year relationship, even though I know he wasn't doing as good a job as he should have for me, it was still difficult breaking up with that relationship.
Mm.
And that's with someone who has a fair bit of knowledge and expertise. So it's more difficult for seniors to do so. So having their children with them, you can ask those objective but direct questions to make sure their parents are getting the right advice so their parents have sufficient funds to manage throughout the rest of their lives.
One of the things the actuarial tables tell us is that women tend to outlive men. So in a heterosexual couple, it is predictable that the female will live longer. How does that nuance get managed? Because often, and I'm stereotyping here, generalizing here, the man takes the lead in many families on the investing piece of personal finance in particular.
They certainly do, and certainly with our senior population, it's the man has traditionally taken that lead, and it's something to transition over with. I think it's important with adult children, but even with older couples, saying, we've got to share this information and knowledge. I know with my own wife, who is very trusting of me, you know, our financial planner meets with my wife independently of me just to make sure she understands everything, and I support that. So you have a good understanding and knowledge about what to do when the time comes, and I think that's a real important transition piece for adult children. That when, regrettably, their father passes on, now it's mom on her own who may not have that confidence. That in advance of that, you're having those conversations. We're going to be here for you to make sure you manage okay, so you don't have to worry. And that takes a lot of pressure off of their shoulders.
One last question. What are some of the early warning signs that kids should be aware of as it relates to their aging parents? That things might not be going as they should be going, and maybe mom and dad aren't talking to me about things. Is, you know, are you opening their fridge and seeing if they have food? What should they be watching for?
And that's one of the telltale signs, but also even verbal frustrations with their bank or bank account. They're having difficulty managing it. Also watching out for the fact that if they're taking strong medications that are impacting their judgment in one area of their life, it may be impacting their finances as well. But also looking at, you know, do you see credit card statements coming into the home? And while there's nothing wrong with using credit cards for safety and convenience, certainly you shouldn't be using them to carry a balance on them. As well as signs of depression. Depression is so debilitating. We see young clients with depression who have difficulty managing their finances. It's even worse when you're older. So looking at that, looking for signs of overdue payments perhaps on their utilities, and also being very cognizant of who your older parents are hanging out with, family and friends, because they can be some of the worst financial predators.
All right, Scott, I'm afraid we need to leave it there. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Bruce.
Scott Hanna is president and CEO with the Credit Counseling Society of BC.